Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1311. 5 Powerful Calorie Control Tricks to Help You Eat Less Food by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Oh, and let's not forget, it's Palm Sunday, so if you celebrate, wishing you a joyous Palm Sunday. And with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. 5 Powerful Calorie Control Tricks to Help You Eat Less Food by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Appetite control, weight loss, and healthy eating can all be influenced by your subconscious mind. So why not play a few tricks on your subconscious? Not only can you use these 5 powerful calorie control tricks to trick your brain into eating less food, but you can make yourself feel fuller, faster, and resist the urge to eat more. Here's how. Calorie control trick number 1, use smaller utensils and dishes. I've shown you how the size of a bowl, plate, or spoon that you use can significantly influence how much food and how many calories you consume. In this study, quote, ice cream illusions, bowls, spoons, and self-served portion sizes, 85 nutrition experts who were attending an ice cream social were randomly given either a smaller 17-ounce or a larger 34-ounce bowl and either a smaller 2-ounce or a larger 3-ounce ice cream scoop. After serving themselves, they completed a brief survey as their ice cream was weighed. Even when nutrition experts were given a larger bowl, they served themselves 31% more without being aware of it. In addition, their servings increased by over 14% when they were given a larger serving spoon. In this study from the University of Pennsylvania, psychologists conducted an experiment in an upscale apartment building in which they left out a bowl of the chocolate candies with a small scoop. The next day, they refilled the bowl with M&Ms, but used a much larger scoop. And when the scoop size was increased, people took 66% more M&Ms. So, use smaller plates, bowls, and utensils, even if somebody laughs at you for eating your soup with a teaspoon. Calorie control trick number 2, out of sight, out of mind. Whether you're eating dinner at home, at a party, with snack tables, or out at a buffet, there's a simple rule that multiple studies have confirmed. The less exposure your eyes, ears, and nose have to food, the less likely you are to eat too many calories. For example, unless we're eating outdoors, for dinner my wife or I will plate the food and bring it to the table, but leave any larger dishes, pots, pans, or bowls full of food on the countertop or on the stove, where we're less likely to reach for them and grab a second serving. You can use this same trick in many other ways, such as at parties, don't park next to the snack table, but instead socialize farther away from the grub. Or at buffet restaurants or regular restaurants, seat yourself farther away from the kitchen, the bar, or other food displays. Or you can keep any snacks or tempting sweets in opaque or non-transparent containers or places where they're not readily accessible in your home. Or shove any tasty, tempting food to the back of the refrigerator or pantry and bring the healthy food to the front. Any of my energy bars, sweet exercise drinks, or other sugary, tempting treats are kept in two inconvenient places, the garage and a door in the bottom of my bedroom closet. This ensures I'm much less likely to eat empty calories. In the book 59 Seconds, the author describes a series of experiments that compared putting chocolates on office workers' desks to putting the chocolates 6 feet away. When the chocolates were placed on the desk instead of 6 feet away, each person ate on average 6 more chocolates per day. In another similar experiment, the chocolates were placed inside either transparent or opaque or non-transparent jars. The chocolates in the transparent jars were eaten 46% more quickly than the opaque jars. Calorie control trick number 3, limit your options. In a recent British study, research revealed that when kids were presented with snacks that were familiar and not much different than the snacks they usually had, they ate fewer calories. Not only does this mean that you might be able to get your kids to plow through slightly less Halloween candy this year by ensuring they get many of the same types of candy, but you can also assume that we probably don't change as much as we age. So instead of heading to the supermarket and stocking up on 3 different types of cookies, several varieties of cereal, 5 different types of fruits, and several choice selections of deli meats and cheeses, you'd be better off simply choosing one option. In doing so, you'll reduce selection in your pantry and refrigerator and leave yourself less likely to overeat simply because you want to try a variety of new flavors. Interestingly, this study reminds me of Stephen Guyanet's food reward hypothesis, in which he suggests that by eating simple foods and reducing our reward response to food, we can probably do a better job controlling overeating and obesity. Calorie control trick number 4, slow down. Eating more slowly can help you eat less. When you take your time with each bite and fully chew and swallow, in many cases this means chewing a bite 20 to 25 times, you allow the fullness signal from gastric hormones to reach your brain and shut down your appetite before you eat too much. But there may be more to eating less than simply slowing down. At Pennington Biomedical Research Center, 48 participants were studied in the lab as they ate 3 meals at lunchtime on different days. Each participant was asked to avoid eating or exercise for 12 hours before lunch and ate a meal of fried chicken cut up into bite sizes at their own rate, at half their normal rate, or at a mix of their own rate and then the slower rate. The finding was that the combination of beginning the meal eating at one's own eating rate and then dropping to a slower eating rate had the biggest reduction on appetite for both men and women, more than eating slowly all the way through. So, to reduce appetite, it may make sense to eat at whatever pace seems natural at first, but about halfway through your meal, to consciously slow down and begin to savor every bite. Of course, I always look at studies like this with a wary eye, because how often do you eat lunch after a 12-hour fast with no exercise? Control trick number 5, remove distractions. Multiple studies have found that you eat more when you are distracted by TV, movies, phones, or games. In that same book, 59 Seconds, people who were paying close attention to a movie ate significantly larger amounts of popcorn compared to those that were paying less attention to the movie. In another experiment in that same book, people who actively listened to an engaging detective story while consuming lunch ate 15% more than those who had no story to listen to. In another interesting study, researchers at the University of Southern California gave moviegoers either fresh popped or stale popcorn and monitored how much they ate. They found that the taste of the popcorn was not the primary motivator for how much people ate. People ate the same amount of popcorn whether it was stale or fresh. But when people watched the movie in a meeting room instead of a theater, they ate more of the fresh popcorn than the stale. This study suggests that when you're engaged in an environment that is primarily geared toward entertainment or absorbed in a movie on your iPad, you're likely to eat more food, whether or not you even like the food. It seems that distractions not only make you eat more, but can even make you eat more food you wouldn't normally eat anyways. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Powerful Calorie Control Tricks to Help You Eat Less Food by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A lot of the studies that Ben referred to were from Dr. Wansink and Dr. Painter. I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Painter at a conference, it's been about a couple of years now. And he and Dr. Wansink are pioneers of this idea of how powerful the environment can trigger our appetites. I know there was another study where they looked at cereal boxes and whether they were placed on the counter or in the pantry, and they found that folks consumed more calories from cereal when the boxes were simply sitting on the counter. Now, these studies aren't testing whether having the cereal boxes on the counter, for example, cause you to eat more calories. It's just what we call an association. We can't say for sure that the person ate more calories because of the cereal or whether there were other factors that we would need to consider as well. But the way I look at it is, what's the harm in simply moving the cereal into the pantry? If it really doesn't cause harm and there's only benefit, why not simply do that small thing? And so a lot of the things that Ben mentioned are really small things that we only have to do once. For example, pushing the snack foods that you may not want to be consuming so much to the back of the shelf or moving them to a shelf in the garage. Do that once and you probably won't be consuming those as often. You do it once and you're set. Can't consume enough vegetables, you always forget to consume them. Remove them from the crisper drawer, which is usually at the very bottom of the fridge, tucked away and hidden. Put those on the middle shelf of the fridge in plain sight. Well, won't that make the food go bad faster? Yes, but hopefully that won't be an issue because guess what? You're going to remember to consume them before they go bad. All right, that's enough from me. Thank you, as always, for listening. I hope you're having a great weekend and a happy Palm Sunday if you're celebrating. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.